Proclamation number 6717, dated the December 18th, 1956. Instituted words for the Last Supper. You will often be asked questions which you should answer truthfully, and then you always have to ask me to instruct you through my spirit, to give you the right thoughts, so that you say the right words when it is requested of you. But since I want people to receive the truth, I will always enlighten my bearers of light. I will not allow them to accept misguided mental concepts. I will always support their strength and will of resistance and increase their feeling for the pure truth, and thus they will also always be ready to solve problems which can lead to differences of opinion and spiritual debates. Everything is known to me, and every doubting or questioning thought is obvious to me. For this reason I repeatedly give people on earth and even the souls in the beyond the opportunity to voice every question of doubt in order to answer them truthfully. Because far more questions of that nature are posed in the spiritual kingdom than on earth, where people are still too distracted by earthly thoughts and objectives and frequently do not allow such thoughts to bother them. But at the same time they are also frequently the cause of the immense spiritual decline, because error is rejected by thinking people, and thereby every religious doctrine is also frequently rejected. Thus error can lead to total disbelief. Yet truth can make such doubters thoughtful. They can even regain their faith if they are of good will. Hence it is of particular importance to keep explaining the instituted words for the Lord's Supper, which are used by you humans as a reason to portray a publicly visible ceremony as my will, the disregard of which you denounce as a punishable omission, and now have completely lost the meaning of my words. So now one person eagerly follows the humanly decreed instructions and customs, while the other realizes that they are worthless and then completely repeals my words, whose meaning nevertheless were and will remain very meaningful, because I use these words to remind you humans to establish the heartfelt union with me, which is the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. Because only by way of this intimate union will you enable yourselves to receive light and strength in the form of my word from me, which help you towards perfection. You humans believe that you can form a close relationship with me by a purely external process, by the acceptance of bread and wine which you regard as my flesh and my blood. Thus time and again this wrong idea has to be corrected. I cannot enter into unity with you until you have shaped yourselves into love. Only love establishes the union with me, and only then can I take supper with you. I can satisfy you with the bread of heaven, with my word, with my flesh and my blood. My instituted words, this do in remembrance of me, are a request that my disciples should give in the same way as I had given them, because what I gave them, bread and wine, they had received abundantly from me, for I taught them and gave them knowledge. I had offered them my word in all fullness, and now they were meant to spread my gospel throughout the world. They were to pass on my word so that people would receive knowledge of me, so that they would not forget about me, because humanity had to be informed of me in my act of salvation, as it could only attain beatitude through its faith in me. Hence by way of these instituted words, this do in remembrance of me, I gave my disciples the direct task of offering their fellow human beings my word, the bread of life, the manna, which comes from heaven. And as a sign of the urgently required spiritual food by people, I offered them earthly bread and earthly wine. My disciples, however, understood me because I often spoke in parables to them, since my spirit enabled them to understand it. I handed the bread to them with the words, "This is my flesh," and I let them drink the wine with the words, "This is my blood." single quote and meant by this my word with its strength, because I myself am the word that became flesh for you humans. The significance of taking supper with me, of being nourished by me myself with my word which alone is the right food for the soul, which helps the soul to come alive, has been completely misinterpreted by people who are satisfied by merely walking to the table of the Lord figuratively. With such external actions they can never induce me to unite with them if the first requirement, that the person shapes himself into love, has not been met. Secondly, the human being has to desire with all his heart to hear my word. Only then will he desire to be fed, and only then can he be offered nourishment for his soul. Then you, eat my flesh and drink my blood. The word that became flesh gives itself to him, and then food for his soul will flow to him in abundance, because his hunger and thirst will then be satisfied at my table. He will be my guest, and I myself will take supper with him, as I have promised. When I descended to earth, the word itself came to earth. I brought to people what they urgently needed, and because I only lived on earth for a limited time, I trained my disciples myself by revealing myself to them through the word and giving them the office to convey my word to people on my behalf. By living in accordance with my word, people would get into a position to enter into closest contact with me and desire from me the bread from heaven. Flesh and blood are something alive, and only something alive can awaken your dead souls. Even my word can be mere dead letters to you, and then it will not be able to bring you to life. Only when you enjoy my flesh and blood, only when you allow yourselves to be refreshed by me at my table, will you feel the life and the strength of what I offer you myself, and then you will eat my flesh and drink my blood, and you will recover and live eternally. But the significance you humans have ascribed to my words cannot satisfy any thoughtful person who is seriously striving for truth, for it causes confusion and darkness, it gives no light. The compliance with external formalities will not result in spiritual progress. But where heartfelt love for me and other people has created the conditions, the connection with me will be established and the process of communion need not be an empty formality any longer, because then I myself will give nourishment to the soul, and because it will now be revitalized by my word which will give it consciousness of life. Because my flesh and my blood will be enjoyed in truth by the person with whom I can take true communion. Amen.